The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Greetings, everyone. I'm Jennifer Green for the North Carolina Reading Service, and this is Teen Magazines. For the next half hour, I will be reading to you from theteenmagazine.com and teenvogue.com. Our first article today from theteenmagazine.com. Unlock your Espanol skills with these top-notch podcasts. And this article was written by Williana Serve. Learning a new language is one of the most rewarding experiences. It opens doors to new cultures, people, and perspectives, enhances your cognitive skills, improves your memory and concentration, and boosts your employability and career prospects. Spanish is one of the world's most widely spoken and dynamic languages, with over 500 million native speakers across the globe. Whether you plan to travel to a Spanish-speaking country, connect with Spanish-speaking communities, or broaden your horizons, learning Spanish can be exciting and life-changing. One of the best ways to learn Spanish is through podcasts. Podcasts are convenient, flexible, and engaging, offering many resources, insights, and entertainment for language learners of all levels. Get ready to immerse yourself in the vibrant world of Spanish language learning. Discover a diverse range of podcasts that cater to all interests, from news and politics to arts and entertainment. This article will guide you in making the most of these engaging resources and accelerating your language learning journey. A0 to A Hero. If you're a beginner looking to improve your Spanish skills, the A0 to A Hero podcast by Babbel is an excellent resource to consider. Two hosts lead the podcast, Hector, a native Spanish speaker, and Catriona, also learning the language. With each episode, listeners can follow Catriona's journey to fluency as the hosts cover various aspects of Spanish, from grammar rules to vocabulary. The podcast is designed for beginners, so it's an ideal starting point for anyone new to Spanish. The hosts speak slowly and clearly, making it easy for listeners to follow along and absorb the material. By the end of each episode, you'll have gained a deeper understanding of a specific language topic and have the tools to apply what you've learned in real-life situations. Overall, A0 to A Hero is a helpful and engaging podcast for anyone looking to improve their Spanish skills. News in Slow Spanish. News in Slow Spanish is a podcast designed for beginner to immediate learners looking to improve their listening comprehension and vocabulary. The podcast features weekly episodes covering current events and news stories from around the world, all presented slowly, clearly, and easily understood. Each episode is divided into different segments, with hosts discussing the week's news and offering insights and commentary on each story. The podcast is hosted by a team of native Spanish speakers who have years of experience in teaching and language education. They speak clearly and enunciate each word, making it easier for listeners to follow along and learn new vocabulary. News in Slow Spanish is an excellent resource for language learners who want to stay up to date on current events while improving their Spanish skills simultaneously. It is also a great way to immerse yourself in Spanish and culture and gain a deeper understanding of the world around you. Story Learning Spanish. Story Learning Spanish is a podcast that aims to teach Spanish through engaging stories and immersive narration. Each episode features a captivating tale in both English and Spanish, focusing on developing listening skills and building vocabulary. The stories cover various topics and genres, from suspense and romance to history and culture, and are designed to be entertaining and educational. By following the characters and plot twists, learners can absorb Spanish grammar and vocabulary naturally and engagingly. This podcast suits low intermediate learners looking for a fun and effective way to practice their Spanish listening and comprehension skills. The stories are narrated moderately, with clear enunciation and helpful explanations of key words and phrases. The podcast is run by Sofia Felix Poggi and Ollie Richards, a language expert and educator who has created a range of popular language learning resources, including books, courses, and podcasts. Richards is known for his innovative and engaging teaching methods and ability to simplify complex concepts and grammar rules into easily digestible chunks. Nomadas. Nomadas is a popular Spanish language travel and culture podcast ideal for intermediate and advanced language learners. Produced by Spanish National Radio, RNE, the podcast features a team of experienced journalists who explore different countries and regions worldwide, uncovering unique stories, customs, and traditions. With a mix of interviews, commentary, and on-the-ground reporting, Nomadas offers listeners an immersive and engaging listening experience that enhances their language skills and expands their knowledge of global cultures. One of the strengths of Nomadas is the variety of topics and destinations, ranging from major global cities like New York and Paris to lesser-known locations like the Faroe Islands and Burkina Faso. The show's hosts provide insightful analysis and context for each location, making it an excellent resource for learners who want to broaden their cultural horizons while improving their language proficiency. While the show is generally geared toward immediate and advanced learners, even beginners can benefit from the slower pace of speech and the clear, articulate enunciation of the hosts. Overall, Nomadas is a highly informative and enjoyable podcast that will captivate anyone interested in travel, culture, and language learning. Radio Ambulante. Radio Ambulante is a highly acclaimed podcast offering a unique window into Latin America through diverse stories and perspectives. The podcast is in Spanish, making it an excellent resource for those who want to improve their language skills while learning about the region's culture, politics, and society. Radio Ambulante is designed for intermediate and advanced Spanish learners, as the hosts speak at a natural pace and use complex vocabulary and grammar structures. However, even beginners can benefit from listening to the podcast, as it offers an excellent opportunity to immerse oneself in the language and develop listening comprehension skills. The podcast is produced by a team of journalists, writers, and audio producers from various countries in Latin America and the United States. The acclaimed Peruvian journalist, Daniel Alarcón, hosts the show and features a rotating cast of correspondents and contributors from across the region. The stories cover various topics, from politics and social issues to personal narratives and cultural phenomena. Each episode is meticulously produced with high-quality sound design, music, and editing, making it a truly immersive listening experience. Radio Ambulante has been recognized with numerous awards and has a dedicated following of Spanish learners and Latin American culture enthusiasts worldwide. Embarking on a journey to learn a new language may seem challenging. Still, it can also be a gratifying adventure that opens up new possibilities. Fortunately, in today's digital age, there are more resources to help you on your language learning journey, including podcasts. However, learning a new language requires patience, persistence, and dedication. It's important to remember that progress may not come quickly, and frustration and discouragement may occur. By approaching the learning process with determination, positivity, and access to the right tools, anyone can master Spanish and discover fresh opportunities and exciting encounters. Happy listening! Our next article from theteenmagazine.com. Studying 101, 8 Techniques to Improve Your Grades. And this article was written by Williana Serve. Achieving good grades is essential for students who want to achieve their academic goals and excel in their future careers. However, studying can be challenging, and it can be difficult to know where to start. The good news is that many ways to learn and improve your grades exist. The options are endless, from creating a study schedule to finding a study group. With the right mindset and approach, you can take control of your studies and achieve the grades you want. So, if you're ready to take your academic performance to the next level, here are the many ways to study and improve your grades. Spaced repetition. Have you ever found yourself cramming for a test, only to forget everything you memorized when you walked into the exam room? This frustrating experience is all too common for students, but it doesn't have to be this way. Spaced repetition is a technique by Hermann Ebbinghaus that involves spacing out the intervals between study sessions to improve long-term memory retention. Essentially, you study a topic briefly, wait a few days, then revisit the same material. Over time, the intervals between study sessions increase, allowing your brain to solidify the information in your long-term memory. This method is based on the idea that the brain learns better when information is repeated at spaced intervals rather than all at once. The vast benefits include improved long-term retention, reduced study time, and increased efficiency in learning new information. This makes it an excellent option for busy students who need to know and retain large amounts of information in a limited time. Say goodbye to late-night cramming sessions and hello to a more innovative, effective way of studying with spaced repetition. With any considerable number of repetitions, a suitable distribution of them over a space of time is decidedly more advantageous than the massing of them at a single time. Hermann Ebbinghaus. Feynman Technique. Developed by Nobel Prize-winning physicist Richard Feynman, this study technique is a game-changer for learners of all ages. The Feynman technique is based on the idea that if you can't explain something simply, you don't understand it well enough. To use this technique, start by choosing a concept or idea you want to learn. Write the concept down in simple terms as if you were explaining it to a 5-year-old. Next, fill in any gaps in your knowledge by researching the topic until you completely understand it. Then, revisit your explanation and simplify it even further. Repeat this process until you can explain the concept in plain language without technical jargon. Finally, review your explanation and use it to teach the concept to someone else. By doing so, you'll not only solidify your own understanding of the concept, but you'll also be able to communicate it effectively to others. Whether you're a student looking to ace your next exam, or a professional seeking to improve your skills, the Feynman technique is a powerful tool for learning. Practice tests. Are you a student who is determined to reach academic excellence? Look no further than the power of practice tests. These invaluable tools provide a way to gauge your current knowledge level and pinpoint areas of weakness. They also stimulate the actual exam conditions, giving you a taste of what to expect on test day. By practicing time management skills and familiarizing yourself with the types of questions and format of the exam, you can approach your exams with a newfound sense of readiness and confidence that will ultimately lead to better academic performance and success. Furthermore, practice tests can prove themselves to be powerful motivators in the learning process. Seeing improvement in your test scores can boost your morale and inspire you to work even harder. Recognizing areas of weakness can help you focus on specific topics and improve your overall understanding. By utilizing practice tests as a valuable source of feedback, you can adjust your studying methods and target your efforts towards areas where you need improvement. So whether you're aiming for an A+, or just looking to develop effective study habits, incorporating practice tests into your routine is a surefire way to achieve your academic goals and reach your full potential. SQ3R method. The SQ3R method is a powerful study technique used by students worldwide to improve their retention and comprehension of information. Created by Francis P. Robinson, a professor of psychology at Ohio State University, the SQ3R method stands for Survey, Question, Read, Recite, and Review. It is a structured study approach that engages students in active learning, helping them to better understand and remember the material. First, students survey the material to understand what they will be studying. Then, they create questions based on the material they've surveyed. After this, students begin to read the material, keeping the questions they created in mind. Once they've finished reading, they recite what they've learned, either in their own words or by writing it down. Finally, they review the materials, ensuring they have retained the information they need. Using the SQ3R method as a study technique can lead to various benefits for students. For one, it promotes active learning by engaging students in their study materials. By breaking down the material into smaller, more manageable pieces, students can better focus on what they need to learn. Additionally, the method is flexible, allowing students to adapt it to suit their individual learning styles. Students can better retain and recall the necessary information by creating questions based on the material they are studying. Retrieval practice. Retrieval practice was first introduced by psychologist Hermann Ebbinghaus in the late 1800s, who discovered that retrieving information from memory strengthens long-term memory retention. The process of retrieval practice is straightforward. Instead of reading through your notes or textbook multiple times, you actively test your knowledge by recalling the information from memory. This process stimulates the brain to retrieve information, strengthening the neural pathways responsible for memory retention. This study technique is beneficial for preparing for exams, as it helps students not only remember the material, but also understand and apply it to different contexts. Additionally, the benefits of using retrieval practice are long-lasting. Studies have shown that students who use this method perform better on exams and retain information for a more extended period. Retrieval practice is a powerful tool for students looking to improve their study habits and achieve academic success. This technique requires active participation, making it a more engaging and memorable study method. While it may require more effort initially, the benefits of retrieval practice are undeniable. Not only will it help you perform better on exams, but it will also help you retain information long after the exam is over. So, next time you are studying, try retrieval practice and see how it can help you achieve your academic goals. Distributed practice. Distributed practice is a learning strategy that divides study sessions into smaller, more manageable chunks with breaks between each. This technique was first introduced by German psychologist Hermann Ebbinghaus in the 19th century. The idea behind the distributed practice is that information is more easily retained when repeated over a more extended period rather than cramming it all in one session. By spacing out study sessions, the brain has more time to process the information and make meaningful connections between new and existing knowledge. It leads to better long-term retention of information, which is beneficial for students who need to recall information for exams or assignments. Additionally, it can reduce the stress associated with studying, as it avoids cramming everything into one session. Moreover, it encourages students to be more proactive with their learning, as they can break down large amounts of material into smaller, more manageable chunks. By dividing and conquering your study sessions, you can improve your memory retention, reduce stress, and be more proactive with learning. Study groups. Studying can be quite daunting for some students. Sitting down for hours, staring at textbooks and notes can be mentally draining. However, this is where study groups come in handy. Joining a study group can provide a wealth of benefits that help in boosting one's academic performance. Not only does it make studying more engaging and fun, but it also fosters collaboration, accountability, and a better understanding of complex concepts. By studying in a group, students can discuss various ideas, clarify doubts, and learn from each other's perspectives. It provides an opportunity to share different techniques and methods for effective studying, which can enhance their learning experience. Moreover, a study group creates an environment where students can receive instant feedback on their ideas and work. It is a great platform to practice problem-solving and critical thinking skills essential for academic and career success. The camaraderie in a study group motivates students to work harder and stay focused on their goals. They can challenge and inspire each other, pushing themselves beyond their limits. Who says you can't have fun while studying? Say no to all-nighters. As the end of the semester approaches, students tend to feel the pressure of upcoming exams and assignments. While many choose to cram for exams and pull all-nighters, research shows that sacrificing sleep for studying may not be as effective as we think. Pulling all-nighters can leave you feeling exhausted, drained, and less productive in the long run. In fact, not getting enough sleep can have severe consequences on both physical and mental health. Studies have found that a lack of sleep can lead to memory impairment, difficulty concentrating, and even depression. So, instead of staying up all night to study, try to get a good night's sleep and make the most of your waking hours. Moreover, getting enough rest can actually improve your academic performance. When well rested, your brain is better equipped to learn and retain information. Sleep helps to consolidate memories, which means that your brain is processing information even while you are asleep. Getting enough rest allows your brain to absorb and apply what you have learned during exams. Plus, a good night's sleep can help you stay alert and focused during lectures and classes, making it easier to absorb information throughout the day. So, the next time you are tempted to pull an all-nighter, remember that sleep is just as important as studying for academic success. Studying is an ongoing journey. And the road to success is not always easy, but with the right mindset and approach, your potential is limitless. Remember that everyone has their own learning style, and what works for one person may not work for another. The key is to find what works best for you and stick to it. So embrace the journey, find your rhythm, and keep pushing forward. With perseverance, focus, and determination, you can achieve your academic goals and excel in your future career. Good luck! Our next article from TeenVogue.com, Amanda Bynes is joining the All That reunion at 90s Con, and this article was written by Elizabeth Logan. Millennials rejoice! Amanda Bynes, one of the biggest comedic influences on our young minds, is reuniting with a bunch of her All That co-stars at an upcoming panel. The show is gone, but never forgotten. If you were a comedy-loving kid in the 90s and your house had cable, you simply had to watch All That, Nickelodeon's kids' version of Saturday Night Live. I may have sent in an audition tape. Twice. Anyway, it's the show that launched Bynes, who went on to lead her own variety show, aptly titled The Amanda Show, before her movie career kicked off. It also launched Kenan Thompson, who has been on SNL since before Facebook existed, but who I still remember taught me French from a bathtub. He had his own mini-reunion on the show just last month, when Kel Mitchell showed up for a Kenan and Kel sketch, also starring Kiki Palmer. Thompson won't be part of the upcoming All That panel at 90s Con, taking place at the Connecticut Convention Center from March 17 to 19. But Bynes will be joined by Mitchell, Danny Tamborelli, The Mighty Ducks, The Adventures of Pete and Pete, and most crucially to my interests, Lori Beth Denberg. Lori Beth Denberg, deadpan queen. I'm really excited to reunite with my castmates and meet the fans at 90s Con, Amanda Bynes told People. The outlet reports that there will be meet and greets, including photo opportunities and a replica of the orange couch from the show. The She's the Man star has remained out of the spotlight in recent years, focusing on her mental health and pursuing her interest in fashion design. In March of last year, a California judge released her from a 9-year conservatorship, a move that was supported by Bynes' team and parents, including her mother, Lynn, who had been her conservator. If any Connecticut readers are dropping by the con, tell Amanda for us, we love her, will you? And there's a note. This story originally appeared in Glamour. Our next article, from teenvogue.com, Lizzo hard-launched her relationship with actor Mike White on Instagram. And this article was written by Amina Khan. We knew this was coming. Lizzo hard-launched her boyfriend Mike White on Instagram last night. Lizzo posted photos of herself and her boyfriend, actor and comedian Mike White, at Clive Davis's famed pre-Grammy party in Beverly Hills, California, with the caption, Hard Launch. She has historically kept the details of their romance private for the most part. In her lie detector test with Vanity Fair, she sheepishly admitted to having a private Instagram where she posts pictures of me and my man, so we're not sure if we should expect that to continue or if posting on Instagram feeds is ushering in a new era of public affection. The singer confirmed she was in a relationship last April in an interview with Andy Cohen when she asked about her relationship status, to which she laughed out loud and replied, "Yeah, whatever, yeah." He asked her if she had a hard time balancing superstardom with being in a relationship. "If you have the right person, no, not at all. It's not even a factor," she said. "It should be mutually supportive, no matter what that person does." On The Breakfast Club, Lizzo, whose real name is Melissa Jefferson, mentioned her relationship in context with the other people in her life who keep her grounded. "I have the most genuine people around me," she said. "They don't give a crap about Lizzo with the chain on. They care about Melissa. And everyone I'm close with has known me before all of this happened, and I think that's important. Even the man I'm with, he knew me before all of this, too. We were friends. It hit different when they knew you before 2019. This is official," she said later on Howard Stern's show in December. "There's nobody else I'm going to be with for the rest of my life." We've run out of time for today's episode of Teen Magazines. Be sure to listen next time. We hope you've enjoyed it. I'm Jennifer Green, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Teen Magazines is available as a podcast at our website, ncreadingservice.org. If you have any comments or questions, please call us at 919-832-5138. That number again is 919-832-5138. We thank you for listening to the North Carolina Reading Service.